So now that we've learned a little bit about the different identity statuses of adolescence, it's time to think about what divorce impact will have on adolescence. And again, now that we know that there's different statuses, we can think about, you know, where is my individual adolescent at the point of the onset of divorce? But before we look at the impact of divorce on adolescence, I just want to share a little bit of information with some great research that says, although divorce is a very stressful event in a child's developmental process, it can also present a new chance, not just for children, but for adults to pursue more harmonious, fulfilling relationships, meaning a new opportunity for a child's personal growth, individual growth, and well-being in a new family situation. So children of parents who engage in overt, unresolved conflict in a marriage are at risk for a variety of developmental and emotional issues. And under such an ongoing condition, when a divorce occurs, sometimes these children are freed from a dysfunctional family environment, and they may genuinely welcome a shift to a much calmer single-parent family. This is from research from Booth and Amato, who I quoted before in 2001. And in other words, children who are living with high conflict parents may experience parental divorce as a stress relief event, which in turn could actually lead to post-divorce improvement in child outcomes. Now, there's a lot of studies, especially in the 90s, that found that on the basis of children's reports, they suggested that children who perceived their parents' marriage as high in conflict demonstrated better long-term adjustment if their parents divorced than those who parents stayed together.